And the programme today is called Ireland's Relationship with the Catholic Church, and it was produced by Mark Dowd, Katie O'Keefe, Lee Duffy and Margaret McHugh. The programme looks at the different aspects of Catholicism in Ireland. How has the landscape changed since the foundation of the state? And what are the Irish people's views on the value of faith in modern Ireland?
Hello, I'm Lee Duffy and welcome to Dublin FM. In today's show, we look at the different aspects of Catholicism in Ireland. How has the landscape changed since the foundation of the state? And what are the Irish people's views on the value of faith in modern Ireland? We also look at the scandals which have rocked the church's foundation. With Ireland's relationship with the church wavering in recent years, we interviewed Jimmy Duffy and Augusta Comerford, two people who throughout their lives have seen Ireland's relationship with the church change drastically. I interviewed Jimmy, an 82-year-old traditional Catholic. Jimmy shared his views on the church and the role religion plays in his everyday life.
Are you religious?
Yes, I am religious. I would be lost without my religion. I would have nothing to look forward in my life, in my old age life, and in my future demise. I would hate to think that that was the end of everything.
How do you think people's views on Catholicism in general have changed over the years?
At the moment, the church, the state to me at the moment is totally anti-Catholic. They have no good feelings about it. They shut it down. Most of the people in power are anti-Catholic, as are the press. They're happy enough to have their children baptized as Catholics. But that's where it ends. It's just a day out for most people. They make all these promises that they're going to do with their family, and they're going to bring them up as Catholics, make sure that they do all the things that are required up to an age where they can make their own decisions, and hopefully they'll continue doing the same things that they were baptized to do. But they need their families at home, need to do it as well. You can't make your children do something that you're not prepared to do. So if the people don't, if the parents don't do what the Catholic Church requires them to do to the best of their ability, the very same thing is going to pass on to the children. They will lose interest as well, which is a shame.
Did the information that came out about the abuse scandals and the Magdalene laundries in the Catholic Church affect your view on the Catholic Church in any way?
No, it didn't. I mean, Magdalene laundry, as regards the Magdalene laundry, there was a thing of nuns. They did all the wrong things. They abused people and they make them work, which was totally wrong. There's good and bad and everything, unfortunately. The same as in the priesthood. A lot of them are good men. They're doing all the right things. Most of them are. And there's a few baddies in everything that are abused and brought down the Catholic Church's name as a decent religion and the best religion, the only proper religion.
And do you think the Church will ever regain its former prevalency in Ireland? To go back to where it used to be, do you think it will ever come back?
It will come back to an extent. I can't understand how anyone wouldn't come back to the church. When you think of it, some people won't even let their children be baptized anymore. And at every opportunity, they're abusing the church. They're saying bad things about it. But yes, the church will come back eventually. But it needs an awful lot of prayer and an awful lot of people. Need to be, and the government and the church and the media would have to start saying nice things about it. People are saying that there's no such thing as the next life. The next life is there. There will be another life. And I would hate to think that at the end of my days, when I die, I'd just be thrown into a hole and buried, and that's the end of me. And all the people that I've met and loved during my life, that we never meet again. That would be horrendous.
we interviewed Augusta Comerford, an 82-year-old woman who moved from Eyries in Cork to Dublin when she was just 18.
So how do you think that people's perceptions of the Catholic Church have changed over the years?
You know, like country people and that, now they wouldn't, they, the church was there and was, you know, they wouldn't even ask questions about it. And you just wouldn't miss Mass or anything like that for, you know, this sort of thing. But that's where we were brought up, and I suppose it lasts with us for years. It's still with me. I go to Mass every morning, but I don't expect anybody else to do it or thing. But it's just that I see a change. Like Mass doesn't seem to... Nobody thinks anything. Or other people don't think anything of people not going to Mass. You know, other Catholics don't think anything of it. It's that, you know...
Do you think that the Church has been held sufficiently accountable for the abuse that went on?
I know. I think they are... The majority of them are terribly arrogant in the Church, and that nothing will be done, you know? That's what I think, anyway. I feel that if there are houses needed and monies that are lying in banks, went to nuns and everything else after all what has happened, that it should be taken from them.
So you think it was kind of ill-gotten?
Yes, taking the children from them and sending them off to America without the mother's permission. Like, it was inhuman.
With the Church falling into disrepute and scandals from decades past being exposed in the media, we spoke to Karen Dowd, someone whose life has been directly affected by the Church. She spoke about her interactions with the Church as well as her opinion on the separation of Church and State.
So what has been your experience with the interaction between the State and the Church?
When I was born, my mother didn't tell anybody, came to Dublin, had her baby, and then I was placed straight away into St. Patrick's Institute and kept there for 6 weeks until I was adopted. My mother didn't get to see me again or anything. I was taken off her straight away and put into St. Patrick's, where the nuns looked after me, and the nuns decided who got to adopt babies.
And so when it comes to adoptees' rights, do you think there are any things that adoptees should have access to that they don't?
Absolutely. Your birth certificate. Every child should have a right to have a birth certificate. I think it's absolutely disgusting the way we're treated. It's like, it doesn't matter where we came from. Doesn't need to know. You have no right to know. To this day, I don't have my birth certificate. That's the very minimum that you should be allowed to have. Also, your medical records. Because my birth mother wants nothing to do with me, I have no access. She wouldn't even give any information, things that might affect me or my children. And I can't find out. And that's in the year 2019. It's very wrong.
Why do you think this state just didn't take care of this itself? Why were the nuns involved? Or why don't you think?
Oh, because of the influence of the Church. Holy Catholic Ireland. As I said, to this day, and I'm now 47 years of age, my mother has never told anybody, my birth mother has never told anybody that she gave birth to me. She still lives in a little rural village in Ireland, and apparently still the shame would be too great to acknowledge my existence.
And why do you think the Church had so much power in Ireland?
Oh, because the Church ran the country. No, more so than the government, the Church is always run, not so much anymore. They're losing their grip now, thank God, but the Church, most definitely, when I was adopted back in 1971, the Church still had a very, very strong hold on the general population.
What do you think the future of the Catholic Church in Ireland is, and religion as a whole?
The future of the Catholic Church it's not looking good. I think it's going to be dying out. It'll last longer in rural areas, but I think it'll be gone. It'll be reduced to the way other like minority religions are, small religions, but it definitely won't be the predominant kind of that, like 90% of the country are so-called Catholics. And with the, like, now that you don't have to have your child baptised to go to school, etc. I mean, I think, to be honest, that most of the generation of children who are in their 20s and younger now, if you were to ask their parents, an awful lot of them would say they were just raised as Catholics for the purposes of going to school.
What do you think about the separation of church and state?
They, of course, they should be separate. I think we're heading that way. It will happen. It's such a gradual process, and it'll be no harm for it to happen. The sooner the better. The church, anybody who wants to belong to the church, that's absolutely fine, and it's their choice. But do not force it on the general population. So, I mean, I'm not saying get rid of the Catholic Church out of the country altogether. Obviously, there'll always be people who feel they want to be part of organised religions, which will include the Catholic Church, but definitely it should have no part in the affairs of the state.
It was power. They wanted power over somebody or other, the church. I blame the whole church for it.
I think it's disgraceful. They should have access, but at the same time, I think their parents has a right to anonymity as well. But I think they should be given access to them at the same time, you know.
Pretty shocking, and I'm not too surprised. I seen that film Philomena a while ago, and it was very shocking to see that the man involved, that he had no access to his birth mother and that he missed the opportunity to meet her. And I think that is a terrible pity, and that people over the age of 18 should be allowed to see their birth certificate. And I think that they should definitely look into changing the adoption laws and just see how people react to that if they change it.
What is the future of faith for Ireland? Will Catholicism ever be reformed so as to retain its believers? With a shortage of priests to service the current believers, church attendance falling, and a lack of new recruits, is the Catholic Church in decline? What do representatives of the Church have to say? What are the opinions and feelings of those who have given their life to God? I spoke to Canon Casey from County Cork about how the Church has changed, the future of the Church, and what his faith means to him.
So, are you religious?
Well, I think I am. I should be. Yes, my faith means a lot to me, and that's not just a party line, we'll say. It personally does. It means a huge amount to me. And thank God it enriches my life.
So do you think people's perception of Catholicism and the Church has changed compared to 20 years ago?
Life is full of change. It always changes, you know. And I suppose we're living in a world where people have more opportunities for their lives. And faith, I suppose, comes to the fore when we need God. When our backs are to the wall, it works better, you know. But people have a different perception of life itself, and therefore of the role of Christianity and faith in life. But again, it's in living. I think if people can develop a relationship with God in their lives, then it'll work for them. That's the way I see it. And very often it comes from heritage. It comes from family, it comes from all sorts of sources. Sometimes it comes from extraordinary experiences people have, and I'm not talking about sort of miraculous experiences now, but deep experiences. That could be a death of somebody, could be a birth of a child, you know, and suddenly the world looks different. And I think that can make an awful difference to people's lives. But there's no doubt that there's a change, and there always will be a change, has been throughout history. And different circumstances, you know. And people always think that the next crowd aren't as good as they were and so forth. You got to live with that.
Yeah. And so what did you think of the blasphemy law, and what did you feel when the government decided to hold the referendum this year?
Yeah, there was a lot of cynicism in the newspapers about it. And for our part, from our point of view, it didn't seem that relevant. Number one, because it was never used. There was never anybody convicted under it. In a time in Ireland, and indeed abroad anywhere, where the extreme forms of Islamic traditions are coming in more and more and confronting us, I could see that maybe there would be a point in the blasphemy law. But basically, in answer to your question, I think it was had no further relevance. And why the government brought it in, I'd be sceptical enough or cynical enough maybe to think that it was just another effort to, as they saw it, make our state secular totally. Yet that was, you know, they're calling now, and I noticed in the papers this weekend, they're calling for the removal of the religious introduction to the oath that the president takes, because we're no longer a religious country, so what should be taken out? And it was part of that, I'd say, mindset of today, but it hasn't changed anything.
So do you think the church will ever regain its former popularity in Ireland?
Simple answer, I think no. The former popularity, you'd want to be clear what it was. I think it was not always quite as popular as you might have thought. But the culture of the time, everybody went to mass, everything did this. We're still very spiritual people, I think, when it comes to it. And I'd add the word religious people. I mean, people are wonderful at funerals, for instance. It'd be the most obvious one. Their faith, their genuine faith comes to the fore. And it's there, it's deep. It takes things like that to bring it out in sickness, in illness, you know. Again, in crisis, go back to the point when our back is to the wall. There's a very rich faith in Ireland, and I'm convinced of that. And mass going is a strong feature of it, but not entirely. When I was in Mallow now, I was extraordinary every weekend. The number of the churches, there would have been 7 masses, I think. And barring the very early one on a Sunday morning that some people were present at, barring that, there would be two-thirds church full at every mass. That's tremendous faith. Week mornings now, when people are going to work and all that, week mornings we had 3 masses in Mallow, and you, between them all, I counted regularly, you'd have 300 people. Like, that is a huge number, a daily mass. So to say this faith is gone, like, now, okay, the age group is older at those, but the young people are going to work.
So what do you think the future of the church is?
Great. Genuinely, I think, again, I suppose as you get older, you take a historical perspective, and I'd be big into history. Faith has done different things for people in different centuries, in different times, in different historical circumstances. And I think that it always, there are, you know, up and downs in it, always strong for a period, and then something interferes and it goes on again. I think it is just so relevant to human life that I have no doubt that faith will, it'll be expressed in different ways, but faith will always be part of people's lives.
I believe in the Pope, and what I was brought up to believe, I can't do anything against, can I?
Well, I have no religion myself, so fairly little views, but the conduct of him has been terrible on the cover-up. I think it's disgraceful, and I don't think half of it's come out yet. Well, the way it's going, unless they make a massive U-turn and let women into the priesthood, I can't see it's going downhill rapidly.
Well, I consider myself Catholic. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in Catholic doctrine. So I think it's my duty, therefore, to go to Mass every Sunday and every holy day.
Jesus, 2,000 years ago, sat down and said, only men can be priests, you know, only all these rules and regulations. I just think that over time, you know, that was done by society to keep people in order. And I think I just don't believe it, you know what I mean?
Although people's relationship with the church has changed drastically in recent years, it would appear that now, more than ever, people are unsure of the place of the church in Irish society. Only time will tell what the church's relationship with the state will be.